This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. At least 9 deaths reported in New York City and New Jersey, blamed on the remnants of Hurricane Ida. The storm moved on to New England. 8 of the people who died were trapped in flooded basements. Rescuers have been searching for more stranded people and braced for the possibility they'll find more bodies. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio calls this a historic weather event, with record-breaking rain, brutal flooding, and dangerous road conditions. You'll remember Hurricane Ida slammed into Louisiana on Sunday, knocking out power to New Orleans, among other areas. Tomorrow, President Biden will visit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House says the president will travel Friday to Louisiana, where Ida became the 5th most powerful storm to strike the U.S., likely causing tens of billions of dollars in damage to the power grid, among other things. At one point, New Orleans was totally in the dark. The power started coming back on, and spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president's pushing power companies to work faster.
We know he knows how important it is for people to get power back on.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
It was a squeaker, but there is a decision from the Supreme Court on that Texas law that bans most abortions. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
A deeply divided Supreme Court is allowing a Texas law that bans most abortions to remain in force. The court's action for now strips most women of the right to an abortion in the nation's second largest state. In an unsigned order just before midnight, the court voted 5-4 to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers and others that sought to block enforcement of the law that went into effect on Wednesday.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment fell last week to 340,000, a pandemic low. This is AP News. Washington, D.C. is getting ready for a far-right rally planned for later this month outside the U.S. Capitol building.
According to sources who spoke with the Associated Press, federal officials are preparing for a September 18th rally at the Capitol, in which members of far-right extremist groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers are planning to call for justice for hundreds of suspects jailed in connection with January's attack at the U.S. Capitol. The new chief of the Capitol Police Force says they're monitoring events and planning accordingly, and says there have been changes to the department's intelligence gathering since the January insurrection left at least 5 people dead, 100 police officers injured, and damage to the Capitol over $1 million. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The average new vehicle price is up 8.6% from last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.